Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John is the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World. Hunting in a Farmer's World, celebrating the mind of an entrepreneur. I promise you, it's not too scary at all to wander around in the mind of an entrepreneur. But it's not for the feet, not for the weak of heart, though. Not for the feeble, though, is it, John?
No. There's there are a lot of stories in the book about entrepreneurs I know that face challenges, and some of them are pretty scary when they face them.
One of the things that we just talked to in the previous segment about how many hours small business owners work, 82% work more than 40 hours, but how many of them wanted to work fewer hours? This number surprised me, John, and I think I know why. Go ahead and tell us what happened.
Well, you know, we do this benchmark survey. The Alternative Board does this benchmark survey every year, and there's a topic, and this topic this year was work-life balance. And most wanted to work less, and what surprised me about it is they wanted to work less to spend time with family, travel, working on their health, but 10% of them said they wanted to work fewer hours in the business so that they could work more on the business, and that was interesting. You know, part of my book is encouraging people to delegate those farming tasks to employees so they can spend more time doing what they do well, which is hunting.
We're going to talk about the delegating part because that was a very interesting part of this survey as well. But John, I wonder a couple of things inside of this particular part. Number one, there may be quite a few small businesses still out there who are struggling with the economy that didn't think at this point in their life they'd still be struggling. You know what I mean? So I'm sure there's some people like that that thought by now, 5 years from 2008, you know, by 2013, 2014, the way things were in 2007, let's say, they thought they'd be, you know, clipping their coupons maybe. I wonder if there's some of that.
That kind of surprised me. When the Alternative Board does this survey, they do both TAB members who are in TAB peer groups and business owners who aren't. And we didn't break this one out, but I was surprised to see that in 2013, the business owners responding, and we survey thousands of business owners, said their salaries on average are down 5%, and yet one-third of them expect to work more hours in 2014 than they did in 2013.
The new normal, more for less.
Yes. Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with, and you and I have talked about this often, you know, an administration that doesn't respect business.
There's no question. Anti-business. The Obama administration hates businesses, folks. Don't make no mistakes about that. I'm not pulling any more punches, John. I've quit doing that. I've got to call it like it is.
Well, we just have to look at the facts. I read the other day that there are 53 new sets of regulations that cost small business $1 billion or more to comply with.
Yep. And that's not even counting Obamacare. We hadn't even gotten into that. That's a whole other story. But back to the survey. The other thing I wanted to point out, I think is important to notice, you guys use the term entrepreneur in your survey, but all small business owners are not entrepreneurs.
No, that's true. That's true.
Tell them why you agree with me.
Well, because a lot of people are self-employed.
Yeah,
They've built a business, whether it's a solo or, you know, has many employees, but they've just built themselves a job.
Right. You know, or they inherited a business from their parents, and they're basically, you know, managing the business that they were given. And God bless them, they're wonderful, they're the salt of the earth, and we couldn't do without them. But in terms of being an entrepreneur, to me, an entrepreneur is somebody who creates something from nothing. And I have known people who were inherited a business, and then they took that business to the next level, and in that activity, they were an entrepreneur.
Right, they become hunters.
Right,
but,
exactly.
You know, as your friend and mine, Doug Tatum, said in his book, No Man's Land, he said a lot of entrepreneurs wind up running a business where they're finally financially successful. They're making the money of three normal employees, but unfortunately they're doing three people's work to get
right.
done.
Right, exactly, which is part of what this survey was about. So it was interesting to me how many people would like to work less, and I think a lot of that is attributed to the economy, because we, in our surveys, John and others I report on, only about no more than 25% of respondents consider their business to be doing well.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, back, just circling back to the hours for a second, I thought one of the most interesting things was weekends.
Right, right.
You know, when you say you work 60 hours a week or more, part of that is because 97% said they work some or all weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So the 5-day work week is not 5 days at 12 hours a day. Most of us are working, you know, at least some on Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Well, the good news, though, John, these days we've got the technology. For example, I don't come into the office on the weekends like I did for years and years and years. I work from home on the weekends some, but it's because I want to. I like doing it, and it gets me a little bit of a head start, and I can. It's what I'm interested in. So the technology has made the weekend stuff a lot, and the night stuff a lot easier, hasn't it?
Right. As a matter of fact, I had some computer problems last week,
yep.
And to address them, I unplugged my laptop at work, and I unplugged my laptop in my home office, and I switched them. And it's, you know, it's invisible. I don't even realize I have
right.
a different computer at home.
When we come back, I want to get John to talk to us about delegating, because this is a big deal, folks. If you want more time, if you'd like to be able to take off more time and have less stress, become a better delegator. It works every time. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. John Deeney is our guest. JohnFDeeney.com is the website. The book is Hunting in a Farmer's World.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.